Greg, you just finished a fascinating report looking at kiosk issues. And one of the things that I thought was intriguing was that it is probably the single most frequently swapped out piece of retail hardware. And you had some interesting stats on that.
One of the more fundamental things that we found in research is looking at the what is the replacement rate for key technologies. And what we found is that kiosks are by far the most replaced, most often replaced technology items within a retail store. If there's going to be something that has to be fresh, it's got to be the look of that kiosk. And mainly because the failure rate is so high that when they fail, they pull them out quickly, but when they refresh them, they're refreshing them with new technology. So there's always something new happening on whether it's graphically or web-based or things that are there that are generating new interest. So whether that's a kiosk that is building a custom PC or building your dream home or painting your rooms, you have at the same time the ability to get surveys and other things and bridal registries, which have obviously been a traditional place where kiosks have been used.
The kiosk failure rate was high. How high is it, and why is it as high as it is?
I really don't know what the specific rate of failure of the kiosk programs are. When I say failure, I'm not talking about the hardware failing or the software failing. It's that the kiosk doesn't live up to what they were putting it in for in the first place. There are some areas where kiosks are being tested and implemented where they're seeing tremendous results, like food ordering within fast food. That's freeing up people to focus really on the 70% of the customers that are drive-through and having few people at the front counter. It always asks to upsell. It always gets the order right. It takes the payment. It always speaks your language. And those are things that are making it very, very interesting, and that's why retailers that are restaurants that are deploying them are seeing about a 25% uplift in ticket when they use a kiosk, but they're also seeing another 18 to 25% uplift if the person pays with plastic. So those are having some dramatic ROI consequences and really intriguing a lot of these folks into using this kind of technology. Another thing that we found is in terms of the proliferation of kiosks, we can thank all the airlines for what they've done in training everybody on how to use kiosks. Kiosks are most effective in regions where you have a high preponderance of people in that area that travel and have used an airport kiosk to check in. That's really dropped the fear rate of using a technology item like that or a self-checkout system.